Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Are you dressing for the relationship you want? Are you showing up physically for the type of person you're trying to attract? We are going to dive into all that and more today, guys, because whether you want to believe it or not, looks matter when it comes to attraction. Now, they are definitely not the entire recipe, but they are an ingredient and they're an important ingredient. So we're going to dive into that today because this would not be a podcast about high value dating if we didn't touch on the visual side of dating. So if this interests you, I encourage you to stick around because you might learn something or it might just be the reminder that you needed. Hey there, it's your girl Nelly, matchmaker and dating coach. We talk about all things high value dating, how to meet your person, how to find love in today's dumpster fire dating economy, and also how to become a high value single because as I always say, we don't attract what we want in life, we attract what we are. So if that sounds interesting to you, please make sure you follow and subscribe to this podcast and I can't wait to take you along this journey. Welcome to the High Value Dating Podcast. Hey guys, welcome to this episode. By the way, if you hear a little raspiness in my voice or it sounds like I'm congested, it's because I was super sick this weekend and I am getting over the common cold. So apologies for the raspiness and stuffiness, but I really wanted to chat with you guys and I didn't want to miss a week. So please bear with me. But today I really want to talk about a topic that I'm honestly quite passionate about, and I know a lot of you are probably passionate about this too because I get questions about it all the time, and that is appearances, looks, image, the visual stuff. Now, something that frustrates me is I feel like we live in a society where you hear a lot of people downplaying the importance of looks, saying looks don't matter as long as you have a great personality or don't change yourself or you're perfect as you are. And it's not that I dislike any of these types of sentiments, but if what you're doing, and this goes to and is applicable to all things, isn't yielding the results you want, then maybe it's worthwhile to explore change and improvement. And I know for myself, I never felt super insecure about my appearance. Like I remember even when I was 20, 30 pounds heavier than I am right now, I still didn't feel insecure about my appearance. But what I would notice is the types of people I was attracting were not the caliber that I wanted. And it wasn't until I actually moved to Miami several years ago that I realized something's got to give. Maybe I'm not bringing it as much physically as I want to. Now, this is just my personal story. Like, this may not resonate with you, but I have always had this kind of like desire to be the best version of myself. I know a lot of you guys also share that desire. And that is applicable to all aspects of life. I want to be the best version of myself physically, mentally, intellectually, emotionally, spiritually, all the things. And I had to really look myself in the mirror, literally and figuratively, and ask myself, was I showing up as the best version of me? Did I feel like the best version of me in my own skin? I wasn't super insecure, but I definitely wasn't super confident. And I wasn't, like I said, getting the types of men that I was looking to attract to pursue me. And if they did pursue me, it was usually in a very casual way, right? They were just looking for kind of like a quick hookup or something. And I wasn't interested in that. And so nothing ever transpired. So I had to kind of research this a lot more on my own accord and realized in doing so that actually I probably could be showing up better for myself, especially given the type of man I was trying to attract. And this goes back to that thing that I always say, and it's be the type of person you're trying to attract in. So for example, if you want someone who's really fit, in shape, attractive, and successful and like the full package, I would implore you to try to become those things as opposed to seek them out in someone else if you don't feel like you're already embodying them. So bringing it back to looks, what I started to realize is the more I started taking care of my appearance, the more I started and I'm a woman. I know a lot of you guys listening are men, but doing my nails, doing my hair, going to the gym, trying to get in better shape, being conscientious of the foods I was consuming and the types of products I was putting inside and on my body, the more I started to radiate this glow and this healthy, vibrant energy that actually put me in a totally different vibrational frequency to attract in a higher caliber man. And I say this because it's really a big component of what drives attraction is physical appearance. Now, with that, looks will get you the date, but personality will keep you in the room. So I will never say or stack up everything to looks. Some men and some women do place a lot of emphasis on looks when it comes to selecting a significant other. Some don't, but it doesn't change the fact that looks still matter. The degrees in which they matter is going to differ from person to person, but it still is a relevant part of the dating puzzle. So if you want to attract a good-looking partner or someone who takes care of themselves, start with you as opposed to seeking that out in someone else. Because also when you look better, you feel better, you heal faster, you move through this world with a different type of aura and confidence that naturally will magnetize in someone who is your equivalent energetically and someone who's in alignment with you. But before I get down the woo-woo path, I want to kind of break down some of the things you can do and some of the things that I would suggest doing to anyone listening if you're not already doing this. And by the way, I know plastic surgery often comes up. That's a very personal topic. I would say if there's something that you don't like about yourself and you're never going to be able to get over it, and something that you can do like a surgery would help you with that, and you want that and you have done your research and you know you're choosing the right doctors, it's your life and do what makes you happy. But I don't think you need to surgically enhance yourself to yield the kind of results in your dating life that you might be looking to yield, depending on your goals, of course. But a lot of the things that you can do, I would say, should start with fitness. Being in shape, taking care of yourself, working out, even walking. When I was on my weight loss journey, I didn't go to the gym for 3 months. I just walked. I walked like 10 to 15,000 steps a day. And right now, I mean, I'm a little under the weather, but I still integrate walking into my life. I walk usually an average of 15 to 20,000 steps a day. And it's because I just find little moments throughout my day to move. And when I was even working a corporate job, I would always walk to work, walk home, walk to a farther restaurant on my lunch break. Like I would find these little opportunities throughout my day or even taking the stairs to move my body more. There is no excuse for not prioritizing your physical health and fitness. And if it's something that's important to you, especially, you know, because you want a partner who maybe embodies that, then start with yourself. Start with, you know, taking better care of yourself. It's not about being a size on the scale. It's not about being, you know, a certain gene size. It's about feeling good in your body. I know for me, for years, and maybe this is TMI, but I didn't feel like I looked good naked. I didn't like how I looked. And so I wanted to get to a point where I felt really confident in my own skin. And for me, that meant I had to just get in better shape. And it wasn't necessarily like a weight loss. It was more, I went on a fat loss journey and I tried to build muscle. So I lift a lot of weights. And, you know, it's interesting. There's actually studies that show that lifting weights specifically is correlated to mental strength. There's something about lifting a heavy weight that makes you feel strong that actually connects to you feeling more mentally strong. And so it's all very interconnected. But I would say to anyone listening, start with fitness, especially, you know, as someone who is a matchmaker, I speak to loads of high-value men and high-value women every single day. And something that consistently comes up as far as the wish list go for high-value men and high-value women is a lot of them are seeking someone who takes good care of themselves physically and who is in shape for their body type. So while this might sound vain, while this might sound like something that to some people is going to be offensive, frankly. I don't know why it would. I don't know why being in you know, the best shape of your life should offend anyone. But to some people, you know, this will ruffle some feathers. This is just what I hear consistently when I'm, you know, in the field, boots on the ground, if you will, talking to these singles every single day who are high value, is they want someone who's in shape. And if those are the types of, you know, people you're trying to attract, high value singles, and you want to find a high value mate, whether you're a man or a woman, thinking about some of the things that they're looking for is certainly going, and actually implementing them, is certainly going to increase your dating marketplace value. Dating marketplace value, by the way, just means your bargaining power in the pool of singles. So if you, for example, have a higher dating marketplace value, you're going to have more leverage, more bargaining power, and you're going to be able to essentially command and attract a better mate. So that's kind of the background on that. And, you know, again, while some people might get annoyed by this, getting in shape is one of the simplest, I'm not saying it's easy, but it's simplest ways to increase your dating marketplace value. And this is why you sometimes see women who are in great shape wearing cheap clothes and they still get, you know, successful men. And you sometimes see guys who are in, you know, great shape and they're wearing a t-shirt from Walmart, but they look incredible. So it goes to show that, yeah, you know, because a lot of people are choosing mates based on appearances, specifically high value singles, having a solid appearance will definitely increase the quality of mates that you get and definitely the quantity. And it'll also translate into, I think, your confidence too, because when you are fit, when you're strong, I'm not talking about being skinny, by the way, I'm talking about being fit. When you're fit, you will move through this world with a different type of energy and different type of confidence, and you're going to feel mentally stronger. I've never met a fit person, frankly, who is, extremely unhappy. I mean, a lot, or you know, insecure. A lot of the fit people I meet, you know, who are strong, they're the most confident people a lot of the times. I meet plenty of people who are super wealthy, out of shape, and insecure. And so, you know, just take that into consideration if you're trying to increase your dating marketplace value. It's one of the simplest, again, not easiest, but simplest things you can do for yourself. And there are so many mental health benefits, and I personally find working out to be a form of therapy for me. So that's the kind of first big thing that I would emphasize to anyone who's single is if you are unhappy with the quality and quantity of people you are attracting, think about if you could get in better shape. So that's the fitness bit, but there is a lot of other things you can do to increase your dating marketplace value, such as clothing, fashion. So if you want to know more about that and how to put yourself together, stay with me because we're going to talk about all that and more after the break.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Thanks for staying with me through that break, guys. And by the way, if you're watching on YouTube, you may notice that I have a visitor. My dog Clover is extremely needy and super cute and sweet. So she wanted to join and I have her on my lap right now. So if you hear any French bulldog snores, then that's from her, but it's endearing. So anyways, as I was saying before the break, fitness plays a big role in dating marketplace value, being in shape, but another aspect is clothing, how you put yourself together, how you dress, right? And I know that this is such a deeply personal topic because we each have different senses of style. We each gravitate toward different trends or aesthetics. But the point I want to emphasize here is you want to, regardless of what trend or style you follow, you want to look like a classy, well-put-together person when it comes to especially attracting a high-value mate. Because someone who's high-value and respectable is going to be well-groomed, and they're probably going to be in a position in their professional life where they do care about how they're presenting themselves. And so naturally, the partner that they're going to select is also going to be an extension of that. And whether you are more elegant, more grunge, more hipster, more bohemian, it really doesn't matter. The point, though, that does matter is you want to be classy. You want to be somewhat modest-ish, right? Not being overly provocative. My version of modest is probably a more spicy version of modest because I lived in Miami for so many years that a lot of times when it came to clothing, less was more, if you know what I mean. But in terms of modest, I mean being someone who looks sophisticated, being someone who looks well put together and who looks like you respect yourself in whatever capacity that means to you. It does change when you get into the high-value dating pool. Now, if you're not trying to date a high-value partner, maybe disregard this advice and do your thing. But if you are trying to date someone who is of an upper echelon, upper caliber, then yeah, putting yourself together in a classy way matters. This doesn't mean that you have to look like Michelle Obama or Kate Middleton. My mom always said, you know, if you are ever in doubt, try to ask yourself, what would Michelle Obama or Kate Middleton wear? Personally, I am not running for first lady or president or trying to be, you know, in this kind of elite royal class, if you will. But the point of that comment was more if you couldn't wear it around someone who was, you know, in that type of world and you would feel embarrassed, it might be worth not wearing. I personally think it's important when it comes to clothing to dress authentic to you, embrace your style, dress for your body type. More importantly, you know, we all have different body types. Like I'm kind of petite, I'm 5'5". I have longer legs than a torso. So for me, certain shapes look better. For my sisters, they don't. So it's going to change from person to person. Dress for your body type. It is worth getting clothing tailored if you do have certain proportions that are difficult to kind of, you know, make work with standard clothing. You don't have to break the bank, though, on clothes. You really don't have to be a head-to-toe designer. I actually think that sometimes too many labels can be a little bit too loud, but that's just my personal opinion. So I would say you can get a lot of great clothes at Zara. You can get a lot of great clothes at Banana Republic. You can get a lot of great clothes at, you know, the department stores. It's also how you put them together, right? It can be cheap and cheerful or less expensive and cheerful, but you want to make sure you're putting it together in a stylish way and in a way that makes you look clean and hygienic and like you have self-respect. And again, this advice might not resonate with everyone. Some people might get mad at this advice. I'm not here to tell anyone exactly how they should dress. I'm not the fashion police. Dress in a way that feels authentic to you. Put something on that makes you feel confident every day and put yourself together. You know, one of the big things I think that is actually a bigger problem than dressing for your body type is people don't even try anymore. You know, I live here in Los Angeles and I see so many girls just in sweatpants and hoodies, and that's fine, but you're kind of giving up, in my opinion. You know, you're not trying. And when you walk out the door and you are well put together, because that has become the norm, you actually will stand out even more to high value singles. And this goes for men and it goes for women. Take the extra 10 minutes to try to put something together. Now, I have a problem where I live in athleisure. Aloe yoga is my vice. I have spent way too much money at that store. And I love it because it's comfortable, it's easy. But I still make sure that if I'm going to be in athleisure, I look well put together, right? I look clean. I look hygienic. I look like I did take some time to coordinate the colors of my athleisure. So if you're going to do that look, right, athleisure or even sweats, try to make it look a little bit more polished if you can, as opposed to looking like you literally just rolled out of bed, because it is tough if you're trying to, you know, essentially find a high value mate. And you're presenting yourself that way because everyone's going to assume that that's how you are, right? That's the perception. And you might fall in the camp of, I don't care what people think, and that's on you. But at the end of the day, as I've said throughout this entire episode, looks will get you the date. Personality will keep you in the room. So once you've gotten the boyfriend or once you've gotten the girlfriend, then you can roll out your sweats. No big deal. But if you're in that stage where you're trying to attract people in person as well, because we're always going about our life and we never know who we could run into, I cannot emphasize enough how impactful it can be to just take the extra 5 to 10 minutes and put on a figure-flattering outfit that suits you, that you feel confident in, and that looks clean, well put together, tailored, and polished. So that's the clothing bit. And I could probably do more episodes just on this topic alone. But again, I'm not the fashion police. After the break, we're going to talk about the importance of looking clean and how you can look well-groomed and little things that you can do to make yourself look better that really don't take any time out of your current routine. So stay with me and we'll talk about all that and more after the break. Thanks for staying with me through that break, guys. So, topic that I feel is worth mentioning is essentially dressing for the type of person you want, right? When I used to work a corporate job, my mom would always say, dress for the job that you want. She would always say, navy is the color of trust, wear navy. And in the dating world, red is certainly actually proven to turn on men more. But in terms of appearances, making sure that you are representing yourself in a way that the caliber of person and the type of person you're trying to attract in would find appealing. And this is, again, a touchy topic because a lot of people hold this mindset that, well, someone should want me just as I am. But if the type of person you're trying to attract in isn't currently, coming into your life and you have come across people like that, but they're just not sticking, it might be worth giving yourself a little, analysis and asking, am I really showing up that way? For example, if you want someone who's really into camping, yoga, the outdoors, that type of granola lifestyle, which I think is great, are you representing yourself that way? Or are you, if you're a woman in head-to-toe designer with a Birkin bag trying to get with a guy who's in, head-to-toe Patagonia? I'm not saying it's impossible, but you are sending out a different message versus someone who's more laid back, maybe in Birkenstocks, right? And vice versa. If you want someone who is very kind of in that uppity world and, vacations in St. Bart's and St. Moritz and is in, Loro Piana, and you look like you just walked out of the Patagonia store, there might be a disconnect. That's all I'm saying. So dress for the type of person you're trying to attract in. Be the kind of person you want to attract in, visually, internally, all of it, right? And a lot of people authentically already do this. I feel like, if you're someone who, for example, I use the outdoorsy example, but if you're really outdoorsy and that's your kind of brand, your personal brand, you're probably going to attract someone who's also like that. But a lot of people listening would probably benefit from either seeking out image consulting or from doing a little bit of a wardrobe analysis and asking themselves if they are actually representing themselves aesthetically for the caliber of person they're trying to attract in. And I know for me, I struggled with style for a long time. I went to an all-girls boarding school. I think I'd mentioned that on a previous episode. And we were in uniforms. So when I got to college, I didn't really know how to dress myself because I was so used to wearing the same uniform every single day. And it's taken me years and years and years to find my style. And what I've realized is just because something looks good on someone else doesn't mean it's going to look good on me. And finding clothing that really fits your aesthetic and makes you feel empowered and makes you feel confident and makes you feel authentic is so important. And sticking to that. And if someone doesn't like you, because you have more of a gothic or edgy style, or you've got more of like a modest conservative style, then they're probably not the person for you. Because if that's authentic to you, then that should attract someone who also wants to be with someone like you, right? In other words, don't change yourself if it doesn't feel authentic. Only do that, change if it's what you want, if it feels like that's the version of you that you're trying to tap into. And thinking about the kind of person you want to attract in, I see a lot of women in particular dressing for other women, trying to wear things to impress other women or one-up other women or, appeal to the female gaze. And again, if that is what you're into, that's fine. But typically, men are attracted to a different type of aesthetic. They tend to like, for example, when it comes to makeup, very kind of natural-looking makeup. That's what I've heard across the board from my male clients. So if you're the kind of girl who's wearing, crazy eyeshadow, crazy lipstick, you've got crazy hair colors, it doesn't necessarily mean that you can't get with a great guy, but a lot of men do say that they prefer natural looking women. So just thinking about that when you're putting yourself together might impact how you start, aesthetically and visually representing yourself. And likewise for men, I know a lot of guys just want to kind of roll around in basketball shorts and an old t-shirt. And that's fine. I do think that again, the criteria is a little different for men. I would argue that in a lot of ways, it can actually, the bar is a little lower for men than it is for women. But being well-groomed, being hygienic, looking like you took a shower and shaved, that does go a long way. And those little things add up, right? I think a lot of people underestimate the importance of having a clean look, right? If you just look clean, you're like 70% there. If you just look clean. And looking clean, it, you know, for me is like having my nails done, having my hair done. I don't need to have a full face of makeup or an amazing outfit on, but I need to look like I, you know, engage in self-care and that I take care of myself. And the same goes for men. And a lot of that stuff, by the way, guys, starts from the inside out. It starts with the food you put in your body, the amount of sleep you get every night, the content you consume, the energy that you allow into your orbit, right? All of that will reflect on your body physically. Like for me, I struggled with acne for years and years and years because I had a bad relationship with food. I would stress eat and I would stress eat a lot of sugar, and then I would get zits and pimples, and I continued down this cycle for years and years and years. And so managing your emotions, protecting your energy, being cognizant of who you surround yourself with, what you listen to, what you watch on social media, right? It all trickles down into other aspects of your life. And then making sure that you're putting the right foods in your body so that you can really glow from the inside out, that makes a huge difference too. It's about looking like the best version of yourself at the end of the day and being authentic to you. And again, that is going to manifest differently in each and every one of you because we each have different styles. We're each looking for different types of partners. But think about these things and don't underestimate the importance of looks because they play a huge role in terms of who you attract and how many people you attract. And anyone who tells you otherwise is lying to you. I think that's a good place to end. I am more than willing to do another episode on this topic because I feel like we're just scratching the surface here. So if you guys would like to see another episode on this, please make sure to leave me a comment either on YouTube or on my Instagram. And make sure if you liked this episode and you want more, that you subscribe, rate, and review on any of the platforms you are listening to me on. So I will leave you with that. I am sending you guys love and abundance going into your day. And thanks so much for listening, as always.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side.
Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.